I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now we welcome in Russell Baxter, profootballguru.com, at Bax Football Guru. Russell, been a while, friend. How you doing?
I'm just doing terrific, and I'm not sure why you called. Not much very interesting happened today. So.
Where's that? I don't know if you could actually make a list this quickly, but where does that rank maybe on the all-time best finishes for you?
Oh, boy. I mean, the startling aspect of it and everything that went into it, you know, the young defensive back, you know, which looked like he ducked underneath and didn't tackle him, but I understand why he did what he did, because remember, they only needed a field goal, Ken. Mm-hmm. So I think he was afraid of maybe getting an interference call. As it turned out, Stephon Diggs, kept his balance and raced to the end zone. I mean, it was just, we saw a little shock value watching that happen. As far as endings, I mean, you really haven't seen, what really amounts to a walk-off three-run home run. Didn't Kirby Puckett do that in the World Series once?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So, I mean, same different building, same venue.
Very, very true. Russell Baxter joining us on the show.
Go ahead. The startling nature of it, and I think I saw a note come out from Elias that there really hadn't been anything like that in terms of that type of finish. I mean, it certainly wasn't the sea of hands or the immaculate reception or anything like that, but it was still startling. It was a hell of a game, too.
Are we starting to see the return of defense in the NFL, or is this kind of a one-off? Because Keenan, Foles, Brady's an all-time legend, Bortles is Bortles. Yeah, that's not with the exception of Brady, who's the all-time greatest. That's not necessarily a murderer's row there at quarterbacks.
No, but it just goes to epitomize what the game has really always been about. I think coverage-wise, we have gotten, not all of us, but a lot of people have gotten so wrapped up in the quarterbacks. And I mean, nothing cracks me up more, than hearing, Tom Brady beat Peyton Manning. Why? Did they play checkers or something earlier in the day? Tennis match? As well as I do, it doesn't work out that way. It always is a team game. Defense has always been very, very important in winning a championship. You have that public. I mean, how many examples do we have to give of high-scoring teams not winning the Super Bowl, and yet defensive teams, which look like they're deficient at quarterback, wind up finding what? See that, and that's the beauty of football. The beauty of football is you don't have to score a touchdown with your quarterback on the field. You can do it on a kickoff return. You can do. We saw Jacksonville today pick up a Ben Roethlisberger fumble and run it back into the end zone. I mean, think about Jacksonville. The two visits to Pittsburgh this year, they scored a combined 75 points. They ran back two interceptions and a fumble in those two games. I mean, I go back to the first year the Patriots won the Super Bowl, Ken. Their offense scored three touchdowns in three playoff games. Their defensive special team scored three touchdowns in three playoff games, and they won the Super Bowl. Now Tom Brady scores three touchdowns in one quarter.
Russell Baxter joining us on the show. Gosh, I forgot about that. You're the first one to actually bring it up in a long, long time about that, because I remember the argument with Tom Brady about where he stood, and people were still wondering about him and Drew Bledsoe and saying, well, wait a minute, look at the defense. You just jogged an incredible memory. I want to ask you about Mike Tomlin, though. I mean, I don't want to overreact. I think he is a good enough coach, but this is an ugly loss for them, and I don't know if you should. Obviously, the Steelers aren't a team that just throws somebody on the hot seat and then just gets rid of somebody.
Right.
Does somebody pay the piper for this loss, though? Because this is very ugly the way that Jacksonville went in and basically owned them.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I think there's been a lot of rumblings about Todd Haley, and, if you really go back, if it's some. But I will say this. I saw Coach Tomlin's presser for not the whole thing, but about 2 minutes of it, And very early on in the presser, he talked about, it wasn't even so much put it on himself. He put it on everybody, including himself. And he used the word detail, okay, lacking detail. And there were just some odd decisions, whether it was Haley's call on fourth and one, whether it was the onside kick call. I mean, he said during the about the onside kick, he basically admitted he didn't trust his defense. And, you know, that's, let's be honest, it's been kind of a different defense without Ryan Shazier for the last month or so. But the bottom line is there's a lot of talent on that team, and they have found ways to come up a little short in the playoffs. It's kind of odd. When you go back to when Bill Cowher was there, they also found a lot of odd ways not to get to the Super Bowl. How many AFC championship games did they lose at home?
Too many.
And then finally, Cowher breaks through. For Tomlin, it was the reverse. You know, he's there 4 years. They're in two Super Bowls. They win the one Super Bowl. He's had trouble getting back since. So this goes to show you what Chuck Noll did four times in 6 years was pretty incredible.
It also shows you, because emotion, I think some guys, we as fans, we want emotion out of head coaches, because mm-hmm. they react the way we do in a lot of ways. Right. But you see, like, Bill Belichick is stoic, emotionless, and he wins, so people don't have a problem with it. But, man, when you lose and you're there, people think they don't get that feeling. Well, I think that's part of the reason is that you're trying to think 10 steps ahead. You really don't have time to get caught up in the emotion of it until maybe the end of the game there, Russell.
No, I don't think there's any question about it. And you bring up a great point because, you know, that Bill Belichick is almost mocked. Think about what he's accomplished, and he's almost mocked. You know, we're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Tennessee. Well, you know, we're also on to the jeweler, you know, so he can fit my finger with another ring. So he has taken a ultra business aspect to it. And, you know, probably more so than ever, the football is really a business, because the things that the legendary coaches like Chuck Noll and Tom Landry and Bill Walsh and Don Shula, until later in his career, they never had to deal with free agency. They never had to deal with a salary cap. So Bill Belichick has to be a little emotionless, because he's making decisions not only based on playing, he's making some decisions based on finances.
I think it's too easy to put Belichick above him. So let's go with the other three head coaches. Who do you think's done the best coaching job throughout this playoffs and really throughout this season?
Well, I think my next call would probably be Mike Zimmer, because of what he's had to deal with the quarterback situation, and he's played it very, very well. I think that, you know, you remember when they played the Saints in week one, it was Sam Bradford who was the starting quarterback, and it was Sam Bradford that put 470 total yards on that Saints defense. We thought the Saints defense would be terrible this year after the first two games. Now he comes back. You know, he didn't really give Case Keenum like this overall blessing. There was always, you know, Teddy Bridgewater maybe later in the year, or Sam Bradford. You remember they activated Sam Bradford for this game today to be the backup quarterback. So he's kept that competitive edge as well. And, you know, just you look at that Minnesota defense and how terrific it is, and I would put him there. But I will say this, and this is, I do not make this, I'm not trying to make this a swipe at Doug Marrone. The influence that Tom Coughlin is obviously having on that team is extremely evident, Ken. It reminds me, and now the 08 Miami Dolphins, which you remember was Tony Sperano with a Bill Parcells chaser in the front office, as you will recall.
Yep.
This is like 10 years later. This is Marrone with Coughlin in the front office. The toughness of the Jaguars, I think, epitomizes Tom Coughlin as much as it does Doug Marrone. And think about it. So here comes Tom Coughlin involved with the Jaguars as he was 20 years ago. But we also know the nemesis that he's been for Bill Belichick. And lo and behold, we have Jaguars-Patriots in the AFC Championship game.
Who wins it all?
I have, for some sense, I want to say the Vikings. I really do. And I know today was, you know, you saw it with all the playoff quarterbacks, especially Keenum and Foles. And you saw it last week with Bortles, that playoff nervousness. But once they got themselves settled down, everything was hunky-dory, for lack of a better word. And think about, you know, I remember talking before the beginning of the weekend about the disparity of quarterback experience in the playoffs. Well, lo and behold, the only experienced quarterback in terms of playoff experience that's going and playing next weekend is Tom Brady. Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, they're all home. But I'm going to say Minnesota. I think they're going to pull off this wild playing the Super Bowl at home type of thing and winning a Super Bowl. Remember, the franchise, they haven't been there in 40-something years. They've never won a Super Bowl. In fact, Ken, here's one for you. They've never even owned a lead in their four Super Bowls.
Really?
Yes. They were shut out in all four of their Super Bowls in the first half.
Geez.
To the Chiefs, to the Dolphins, to the Steelers, to the Raiders.
Wow.
That's
I didn't even.
That's mindless information that fills my head.
No, because for a second, every time I talk to you, you always bring up something. I go, really? And then it just stops everything that I was about to ask you. So I have to rejog what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I mean, you would shut out. I remember when they played the Steelers, they were being blown 2-0. It was a Roberto Clemente home run in Super Bowl IX. But, yeah, all four of their Super Bowl losses shut out in the first half.
I got to admit, I am a Mike Zimmer fan. I'd be happy if he won a Super Bowl. I think that he's a throwback to the way coaching should be. I think a lot of guys are politicians now. Yeah, you know, save for Belichick. I think a lot of guys have to be politicians now just because mm-hmm. of who their owners are. And I really enjoy Mike Zimmer, Russell. I really, really do. And I find myself really rooting for him.
I can tell you, there's another Bill Parcells guy, by the way. Okay? You know, just like Sean Payton is. We're going to look back in 20 years and just look at the influence of Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, who they spawned, Tom Coughlin. This is going to be that era, just like we had that era of Landry and Noel and Shula and all that. It's going to take a little while because these guys are still active. I think it's going to be something we look back on very fondly.
Russell, I thank you so much for the time, my friend. All the best and hope to talk to you again soon.
You got it.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.